So then you went on a campaign just shaking hands.
I had studied the campaign of Birch Bayh up in Indiana. He beat an incumbent, Homer Capehart, longtime senator. What he'd done was make it almost a hand-to-hand campaign. And so I decided I would go to every single town in Oklahoma, everyone, and announce this. And I did. I went to some that weren't there anymore, as it turned out. But we advanced them like the circus. Newspaper things, Fred Harris will be at the Oasis Cafe at 12 noon. In most places, we'd have some kind of meeting. But if not, in little towns, I'd go up and down Main Street and shake hands with every damn soul. And a lot of people that were well-known people, we'd get in contact with them in advance. I'm going to be at Nowata at 1 o'clock, and they hope you can come down and have a bite of lunch with us. And then I'd go by the newspaper, and we had already sent them a story, and they generally, most of them had run my picture and a story, and I was going to be there. I had a good staff with me, and then I'd say to people, I'm running for the Senate, and I appreciate your support. A lot of times people say to me, particularly in those smaller towns, you know, I like Raymond, Gary. He's a good governor, but Raymond, you know, he's just an old-timey guy. He can't beat Bud Wilkinson. Or sometimes they'd say about Edmondson, you know, well, Edmondson, he hadn't really worked at the job. But if somebody told me definitely they'd for me, I would write their name down. And A, I had a campaign headquarters and a good staff at the Biltmore Hotel. So that an A person would get a letter right away from me saying, I was glad to see you when I was in Nowata. I really appreciate your expression of support. I want to stay in touch with you. Then the B letter was, glad to talk with you and appreciate you considering my campaign, and I'm going to be back in touch. That took months and months and months. It was just kind of undercover. You didn't know the effect of it. Nobody did. What I did then, when we had a kind of a critical mass of supporters, I'd pick out the person that I wanted to be my chairman in that county and say, would you do this? Would you hold a meeting in your home? We found out these things were much better in homes. Got to have women there. It's a different crowd altogether if it's just men. And women, it's a hell of a lot more serious operation. And then pick a guy that wanted to be the chairman to hold a meeting. And then we'd send postcards to people to go to the meeting. They'd go because it's in his home, and he's issuing an invitation too. So I built just a terrific organization like that all over the state. I had been introduced to a guy named Dr. William R. Carmack. He was the chairman of the communications department at the University of Oklahoma. The way we got to know each other, the state junior chamber of commerce had a regional meeting, or might have been a statewide meeting, in Lawton to talk about economic development. I was a speaker because I was chairman of a committee on economic development in the Senate. Carmack was one of the speakers, and there were three or four others. This is the literal truth. There were six or seven of us on the platform, and one guy in the audience, he was the local junior chamber of commerce president. He got up and welcomed us, but he said he was very sorry that he couldn't stay. So all we had was us sitting up there, what shall we do? I said, well, I'd like to hear from you guys. And he said, well, same with you. So sitting up on stage, we just sat around in a circle. And talked, and Bill Carmack talked about the two-step method of persuasive communication. The idea is you identify or make opinion leaders and reinforce them. So that's what we did. What advertising does, like television, is doesn't so much change minds as it reinforces your supporters and gives them enough encouragement that it sort of makes missionaries of them. They begin to speak out. And that's the way we ran the campaign. You know, people thought I had a lot of money, thought I had that Kerr money, which wasn't true. I mean, that was just a trickle, but it was damned important. So ad agencies wanted this account, which had never been true for me in the past. All the big ones, all of them just seemed pretty pedestrian to me. But there was one guy named Ross Cummings. He had a little agency, and when I was an undergraduate, and he was about a senior at the University of Oklahoma, had been the editor of what was called the campus humor magazine, Wagon Wheel it was called. And the last issue of it, as it turned out, he brought on the campus a stripper, Lily Christine the Cat Girl, from Oklahoma City, and posed her in what appeared to be only just a rather short football jersey. He posed her in the Bizzell Library, and he posed her here and there in all the hallowed places, and the Regents killed the magazine as a result. And he, for a short while, traveled as a publicity guy for Lily Christine the Cat Girl. He later came back to Oklahoma City and had this little ad agency. And he had terrific ideas. He said, you know, people, they're turned off by political ads. They get very excited about the politics, and they're interested in the news. So why couldn't we put our advertising sort of in a news format? Like, instead of you behind the desk talking about farm problems, what about on your dad's farm with cattle in the background, and you're standing there on the farm and a lot in the background, and you talk about farms or whatever? He won a bunch of awards. For example, he had a billboard with a picture of me. It's so big you could see the pores on the, and I'm talking on the phone. The message on all these things are very small. The picture sort of was the message. And that turned out to be a fortuitous arrangement, too, being with Ross.
So then the election was held, and what were the results?
Well, the first go-round, Howard Edmondson ran first. I ran second. Gary ran third. Oklahoma has a runoff, so we're going to be in the runoff 2 weeks later. And, of course, I thought Gary would be eliminated. So from the very first, we were very careful to be really friendly with the Gary people, and I knew a lot of them, too. Don Baldwin was very close to the Gary people. So we immediately called every one of our county chairs and said, go at once, talk to the local Gary people and bring them in to our campaign. And then Raymond and I arranged a meeting down in Medill, where he was from, and Raymond agreed to endorse me. He really had no alternative. I mean, he hated Edmondson, but it was very important that he did. A couple of small-town daily editors moved into my headquarters. They had been Gary people. They were very important for me. Gary people everywhere supported me. And then a really crucial thing was a debate with Edmondson, a television debate. I was against it. I didn't want to debate Edmondson. He was a terrific speaker and debater, and I'd never taken formal debate in school or anything like that. But anyway, I did it. I knew I had to, and I wanted to, but I worried about it. And it turned out very good. It was kind of like Kennedy-Nixon debate. It gave me sort of almost equal stature with him. I was a lot younger than he was and less experienced and so forth. But we thought we won the debate, and that was the kind of reaction we got around the state. I think that was very important. And then in the runoff, I carried every county in the state except one, including Howard's home county, Muskogee County. I carried Muskogee.
And why was that? Such a
Tulsa, too, I carried
resounding that. Defeat. Is it because what you've alluded to, he was not seen as a hard worker?
And he had this kind of playboy image. These were my themes for the campaign, the way I thought it out. In the primary, the idea was win in November. This was really aimed at Raymond. For example, on the billboards, there are huge green letters, W-I-N. Win, but it stood for win in November, because people were saying this already. You know, I like Raymond, and he's a pretty good governor, but he can't win this thing. And you could even use it for Howard, too, with the bad press he'd had, but that was primarily aimed at Raymond. And then against Howard in the runoff, the theme was hard work is the difference. Each of these things had a negative connotation, too. You know, you think, well, Howard's not a worker, but we had really played up a lot that the Capital Press Corps had written saying that I was the hardest working member of the Oklahoma State Senate.